It is an amazing thing to me that Jesus himself begins Luke chapter 10 right there in verse 18. He says that I saw Satan fall like lightning. He sees. I mean, this is, again, the awareness of Christ and the goal of giving us that awareness so that we can be alert, so that in the context of all of it, we're not just knowing and being alert, but now we are given authority, spiritual authority, literally a badge to be able to pull out the weaponry, to be able to command against the demonic powers. Hi, this is Russ Dizdar, ShatterTheDarkness.net, in another 10 or 11, maybe even 12-minute session. We're doing a five-part series on spiritual warfare called The 5 A's, and they're short, but they hopefully will give you the bottom line, a starting place, the foundation. Number one, be aware. Number two, be alert. And number three here, the authority of God, of Christ, given to us. Now, when you and I live in this world where the ramping up of the dark side is off the scales, and more is coming, my dear friend, the awareness of biblical prophecy, of what's going on right now, and the sense of alertness, watching for the impending danger. Well, it's very clear that we need to understand our authority, because off the scale will come the manifestation of dark powers. It seems very clear that there are more possessed people than ever. Everywhere. Europe, Russia, Scandinavian countries, England, Canada, United States. Well, just everywhere. It's no good to say any longer, well, it occurs way in some offbeat place down in South Africa or down in Haiti among all the voodoo practice. No, it's everywhere. And this is what we need to become vastly aware of. If we're believers, disciples of Jesus Christ, if he lives in us and we know him, and if we're under his lordship, then all of the word of God is what we're to take in. As a matter of fact, the Great Commission, Matthew 28, Jesus tells the first disciples to go and make disciples, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and then teaching them, two Greek words, whatsoever, I mean all things, whatsoever I have taught. That, my dear friends, includes everything Jesus taught about the enemy, about his nature, his presence, his devices, about observing Christ's awareness, alertness, and ability to do something about it. It's without question his authority. You want to see the authority of Christ? Take a look at Mark chapter 5. Watch what happens just by Jesus showing up. A highly demonized man, multiple demons, literally comes running, falling to the ground. Now, you got to understand the picture. He's naked. He's got cuts, probably scars. He's coming out of the cemetery. Everybody knows about this guy. They've tried to chain him. He's got supernatural strength. No doubt they're afraid of him. He's a scary man. That's the backdrop. How he became so possessed, it doesn't tell us. But what we do see immediately, and I believe it's because Jesus knew, that's why he was going directly there, he knows one thing about the omniscience of God. He knows where every demon, where Satan, every plot, every plan, every assignment, he knows it all. He even knows whether there's Satanists out there doing rituals, conjuring spirits and sending them, or whether there's a demonized object. He knows it all. That's why, again, the concept of biblical, Holy Spirit-guided awareness, even of the day and hour we live in the culture. And then alertness, and then in the context of this, you have to know your authority. Now Jesus says, in the perfect tense of the original, I have given you power, literally authority. Now the word exousia, this is the idea of, jurisdiction, the rights, authority. I have given you authority. Now, the perfect tense has the idea that at the moment of salvation, I have given with the abiding result that right now, with an emphasis on right now, you still have it. It's the idea of a permanent presence, but it began somewhere, I believe, the moment of salvation. no believer anywhere had to go seeking it and asking as if it was a charismatic gift. It's not a charismatic gift. It's a right in salvation. And so in this great chapter of Luke chapter 10, in which he says, you know, pray to the Lord of the harvest to send out more workers. The fields are white, and that's true today. So Jesus sends out 72 to do the gospel, to unleash the kingdom, and to pray for healing, and to cast out demons. And this was unprecedented. Nobody did this before. When they watched him do it, they were amazed that he commanded the spirits. He ordered them, and they obeyed. He's now given us the authority to order them, to command them. As a matter of fact, if you read the verse, and I suggest that you memorize Luke's Gospel chapter 10, verse 19, that you literally memorize it and know it well. When we read the words that he has given us authority, the idea here to tread or to trample, the reason for the authority. Now, I'll tell you this, at conferences and other places I've been, when I ask about how many here know your authority, maybe 20% of the believers. That means it's some that it's off the scale as far as how many believers don't even know they have this authority. Therefore, they are not using this weaponry that God has given in the context of spiritual battle. When I look at Mark 5, I see the compassion of Jesus. As a matter of fact, you look at Mark's Gospel chapter 1, and in that gospel it begins with, you know, repent every, you know, and believe the gospel, the kingdom of God is near. It begins with salvation. Then there's healing. Then there's deliverance. Salvation, healing, deliverance, all in chapter 1. When it comes to a man in a tomb, naked, cutting himself, howling, can't be chained because of the supernatural strength of the demonic presence. They don't know what to do with him, but Jesus engages, and the powerful presence in the man, or what's left of the man, we are legion, for we are many. The fear of the demons, the revelation of what occurs, we see again when Jesus deals with two others. They're fearing the time of judgment. They're fearing that Christ has come to torment them. I have seen this over the years hundreds of times now. Demons trembling at his name, trembling at the blood of Christ, trembling at the cross. And it's amazing to me that the demonic realm does not fear the least when it comes to Muhammad or Quetzalcoatl or Buddha or other man-made or religious figures. But it's Christ. And they are literally terrified. And very clearly, Jesus is commanding in Mark 5, get out, ek. Just literally get out of the man. Now, when Jesus teaches us in Luke's Gospel chapter 10, verse 19, I have given you this authority. What is it for? What is the authority for? Do you accept the authority? You got to say that first as a believer. I accept, Lord, the authority you've given me, and now I will use this authority correctly. A great example in the book of Acts, chapter 16. Check it out. A demonized girl giving prediction used in a kind of a spiritual prostitution. Well, finally, Paul just turns around and says, you know, in the name of Jesus Christ, get out. Get out of her. Same concept. It's not deliverance or commanding demons out of people. It's not about reading books. It's not about throwing salt down. It's not about doing any mumbo jumbo. It is about, because of the authority Christ has given you, because that authority includes a mission, with that authority, tread, trample the demonic powers and overcome all the power of the enemy, and nothing will harm you. You know what? Take time before the Lord today. Luke 10:19. Read it, reread it. Look how he does things. Look how the early disciples in the book of Acts did things. Do it the same way. If you're prepared and out there evangelizing, you'll meet possessed people today, demonized people today. If you can also realize that authority can be used in your prayer, when you feel oppression around you, when you're alert to any spiritual attack, you can simply do this. The Lord rebuke you, Satan. I command in Jesus' name for all of you to be completely bound. Get out of here. And that can be extended in what we've done in larger teaching. Matter of fact, if you go to our website, shatterthedarkness.net, you'll find a series called Dark Rituals, Dark Powers. Gives you a lot more teaching on the concepts of a broader view of warfare. But the foundation is this: you as a believer, accepting that Christ has given you this authority, that you have it, and that there's a mission behind it. Trample on the dark side. When it comes to individuals, you take no mercy when it comes to the demonic side. You take compassion on those who are being destroyed by the demons. Commanding them to get out of a person, using that authority in the midst of your prayer, clearing the air around yourself, praying against the powers that are in your city, that are coming against your church. If God gives you the alertness that Satan is, you know, building up an attack against pastors and leaders, then listen, you've got authority. You've got something to do. You've got something to say. Commanding them to be broken, destroyed, renouncing their works, asking the Lord, like in Romans 16:20, crush Satan's work. You must be involved. You must use the authority Christ gave. This is Russ Dizdar, shatterthedarkness.net. Hey, God bless you.